Well, it's been an amazing journey. It's over 2 years now. I was doing my walk yesterday morning. For the last 2 days, I've got back into my walking again. Mm-hmm. I do sort of 10 kilometers a day. And it was just a little reminder of that's where I started with 37 subscribers. And then last night we had our largest insiders club with 1.4 million people online. You know, we outstripped CNN and all the rest of them put together.
Nice. Awesome. I know that's the thing watching you got like you and like Chaz and people like Mark Z and Mel Kay and Andrea Distill. You guys are like blowing away CNN and like MSNBC combined. Nobody watching because they know they're fake news.
Well, we had Chaz Carter and Mark Z on last night because I've got this little thing going on right now, Hannah, where if I say too much, I get a slap across the wrist. The NDA says I can't say, but this week a lot's been happening behind the scenes. So it's quite simple. I just get Mark Z on and I said, look, you and I know what's going on, but I can't talk about it. So come on, tell me what's going on. And then I just sit there like a nodding dog. Knowing that he's telling 100% the truth. We're living in an amazing time right now. I never dreamt that we'd come down this road. I knew the destination. I didn't know the journey. And there's bumps in the road sometimes that give you a whack on the head. But this, when you look back at it, you go, this was so clever. The deep state, that's okay. The deep state and the cabal are desperate to blame Trump. And they can't. And they can't blame John Durham because he's just doing a job. He's just investigating. And the one thing I've learned with John Durham, I mean, he's a naughty boy because he goes out doing subpoenas for stuff that he has already got the evidence for and everything, but he's just testing them out to see if they're telling the truth or lying. The information he's got, all thanks to Project Veritas, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, the whole team. This is a team effort. This is not one person. This is a collective of patriots, of people that want the truth out there, truth seekers. But it is. It's for their narrative now. And with Elon Musk buying Twitter, that's exposing them something rotten because that was their... That was their foghorn, if you like. That was their voice of stopping the truth coming out. And I think very, very soon we'll see the collapse of other platforms because people are sick and tired of it. You know, they're sick and tired of the lies. And the one thing with the lies is they don't make any sense, whereas the truth, Hannah, does make sense.
I know. All you have to do is look at them and like how they freak out over stuff. And you're like, you Americans who still listen to these people. But it's good because that number of people who listen to them is so small now because that's why they're all leaving in droves. CNN and CNN Plus, like I said, only had like, 10,000 views a day or something. And stuff, which is awesome because nobody's watching it now. And I mean, CNN Plus was like on for like, I think it was less than a month or was right at a month. So it's so cool that Americans and people across the world are waking up and they're seeing this stuff. Because they've seen that they've been lied to. And it's like, hey, you've been lied to. It's good. We've all been lied to. We've all been in the Matrix at some point. So it's like, come on out and join us.
You know what makes me smile is the arrogance of CNN. Because remember, you can actually watch CNN for free. And nobody's watching it. So they think, I know, we'll increase our numbers by charging people. I mean, who this must have been thought up. By somebody in nappies and employed 500, 700 extra people. I mean, the arrogance, the ignorance, the stupidity is unbelievable. And this is all part of the exposure to show how incredibly stupid they are.
I know. Yep. I watch Fox News practically every night and I was telling you about this before we started too. Like there's so many reveals, even on Fox News now, like the stuff that you guys have been talking about for years, we've been talking about now. It's like, it's actually starting to come out on Fox, like election fraud. I never thought I would have heard the mail-in ballots on there. Like I said, tonight, this last night, Jesse just brought that up. Jesse Waters on Primetime.
Yep.
And I'm like, these are things that they could never have brought up. They're talking about hydroxychloroquine. He mentioned Dr. Malone the other night. Like I said, Gutfeld has been making multiple comments about Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton drinking blood, the blood of children and wanting their stem cells. And I'm like, who's in charge here? The deep state want to do this. I'm like, oh, is this the good guys being naughty and having some fun, waking some people up again?
And I would have loved to have been on that group of people that were planning this, because they have been what I call right up my street naughty. And you're even Megan.
I'm a redhead, so I'm like, I've got that same streak. I'm like, I like having some fun.
Exactly. Megan Fox yesterday talking publicly about drinking blood. I mean, it's all being dripped out.
I saw that. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it's this very sick world that we've lived in. Yeah. And I'm so proud to be a part of the team that is exposing it. Yes, yeah. I've had some threats, not nice ones. 2 days ago, somebody threatened to kill me unless I shut up to my face.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm stood here. Why don't you do it now? Why don't you do it now?
Yeah.
Because I said, then I can go and be with my firstborn son who I lost 13 years ago. And you see the color drain out of their face when they threaten to kill you and it means nothing. And when you've taken all of their ammunition, my fear of death does not exist. When I lost my firstborn son, he was older than you. He was 27 when he died. And that was 13 years ago. It had been 40 now. Coming up for 41, it changes the dynamic of things. And when they realize they can't scare you, then they do other things. They go and try and scare your family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But to me, I look at a beautiful tape with Muhammad Ali when he was being interviewed by Parkinson in the UK. Mm-hmm. And Parkinson asked Muhammad Ali in the old days, have you got a bodyguard? And Muhammad Ali's sort of with Parkinson's was counting his fingers like 1, 2, 3. No. He said, I only have one bodyguard and he has no eye. He has no eyes, but he can see. He has no ears and he can hear. He is God. He is Allah. He is my protector. And I thought that was so powerful that when God only takes you home when you've completed your work. And I think both you and I know that we're not done yet. Nope. We got a bit more to do, haven't we, Hannah?
I know. It's like, it's been tiring. I've been on this journey since January of last year. That's when we started coming out. I started doing my show in April. So it's been a little bit over a year now. And I just started talking about this stuff, like sex trafficking, adrenochrome, like the election stuff, COVID, just because most of my generation wasn't talking about it. And other than me and Tiana and a few others, it's like, there's not any young people like talking about this stuff. And I'm like, we've got such a fire and a passion. My generation doesn't. I'm like, we got to hone them and show them the truth and then turn them around. And then they'll go hard at the deep state. It's like, that's what we want.
I love the way you use their own language. You've come out. That's a term used by gay people. I've come out. But now we're
I've come out of the matrix.
I've come out of the matrix and I'm telling the truth. You're right about Tiana Halid. She's a good friend of mine. I love her.
I know. She's coming on my show. And I think next week, I think we're talking and stuff. So we're talking about the child stuff and just everything going on. Because it's such a great time to be alive. It's so exciting. That's why, I mean, everyone tells me, they're like, you smile way too much. And I'm like, it's exciting. And it's getting more and more exciting because of all the reveals.
Well, Tiana's father is very, very high up in the political world. In Bangladesh, and she has inside information that is incredibly valuable. She's incredibly well read. She studies, and she knows so much. She's a little angel, bless her. Doing the work, and I'm super proud of you. You know, Tara was telling me and sent me information. I've looked at your website this morning. This is what it's all about. It's about getting the truth out there, destroying the mainstream narrative. They're getting super, super scared right now because they've lost, they're losing, and they're losing badly, and they don't know what to do. So they're doing some very silly things and dangerous things. So we're living in an amazing time right now just to enjoy. And this week and next week are going to be massive because of the fact of the exposure. They can't stop it anymore.
Yep. I know the Hunter Biden laptop stuff, that's blown up in their face big time. I'm like I said, watching Fox, it's blown up in their face big time. They're already talking about what happens if Joe Biden gets impeached. And then somebody on there actually said Kamala, because the legally thing, like she can't take the presidency. So then it go to Nancy Pelosi. And they're like, all these old people are the ones running it. And they already look like they just like walked out, particularly Pelosi. It's like she looked like she walked out of the coffin. Like she looked like she died 20 years ago. And so they're saying that. And Greg has even made a couple comments about like, that's not her. Almost like it looks like they're wearing too many prosthetics or something. And he's actually said that. I'm like, ah, he didn't say mask, but he said clothes.
Yeah.
People wearing masks. Yeah.
One of the things that I've done, which will do you good, Hannah, is to speak to people who know the people concerned. It started off with one of my favorites, Mel Kay. She worked for Donald Trump for a number of years.
Yeah.
Her family go to the same church every weekend as the Trump family. So they know what the real Donald Trump looks like. They know what he's like, rather than what people say.
Yeah.
And then I know people that know Biden. Scott McKay has known Biden for 20 years. And he said, Charlie, it's not him on the telly. It's nothing like him. And then I know people who know the Queen, have known her all her life. And they go, Charlie, it's nothing like her. And Boris Johnson, I know Jennifer R. Curry. She was in and out of his bed for 8 years. She's gone, Charlie, the one on the telly, nothing like him. And when you can
she would know.
She would know parts of his body that we would never, ever want to see.
Very true. Very true.
But these sort of things are giveaways. And you, Hannah, you must have ex-boyfriends or what have you, that you know certain idiosyncrasies that they have, that if they made a body double or a clone, you go, that's not him. Because there's a twinkle in the eye that you can't replicate. And this is what brings people together. That little twinkle, that little smile, that cheeky little look that you cannot replicate. You can make it look identical. But my wife's a classic case. She's Turkish. We talked about it last night at this birthday party about sarcasm. English people have a terrible way with sarcasm. And it used to wind my wife up because of the simple fact she didn't know what I was talking about because it was sarcasm. She was struggling enough with the English language, let alone me being cheeky. So all of these little factors, when you look at somebody on the television, and as you talk about Pelosi, whoever's playing Pelosi or Schiff, whoever's playing Schiff has got their hands so far up his backside, his eyes are nearly popping out of his face. I mean, some of the stuff out there, if people don't get it,
it's so bad. I see them and I'm like, I'm not even in like makeup and stuff. I could do a better of making these like body doubles and stuff look like these people than, you know, the deep state is. So I'm like, you guys must be scraping the bottom of the barrel to find lookalikes and people to do the makeup and write the scripts, because you guys suck at it. They're sucking so bad. Yeah.
Well, even Biden the other day at some press conference in his tent, that he was peeling away. His face mask was peeling away and you could see it peeling away. And you see all these little, it's like, as we said earlier, the guys that are in control, the white hats, have got a very, very naughty sense of humor. And they're doing these sort of things to wake people up.
People are waking up.
People are definitely waking up, but they're having to do some incredibly stupid things. Look at China. I mean, Shanghai, my heart goes out. But this is all pantomime to get people to wake up.
Actually, it's funny you say that. We were just watching on Tucker some of the clips that they were playing from Shanghai a few weeks ago. One of the clips where he was showing, like, it was supposed to be taken from like a window or something of people screaming. I listened to the sound and it sounded like a roller coaster ride. My mom was actually the one who said, she says, like, that actually sounds like a roller coaster ride, like the people screaming, because there's no one like screaming help or anything. And the little kid who they said they brought out, like, they said it was a kid who had the big hazmat suit. It looked like a monkey because its back was punched and it was kind of like shuffling. One of the clips they played, and I'm like, I don't think that's a kid. I think that's a monkey. And because we were just watching, and I'm like, the kids don't walk like that. It looked like a train, like, and it was all had the whole hazmat suit on, so you couldn't see inside of it. Mm-hmm. And just all the clips, and I'm like, this is so, like you said, pantomime. This is so not real. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was told the other day, and you're spot on right, they're having to drip it out for people like you and I, you go, give it to me now. Give me the lot. I'm ready for it.
Let the flood doors open. Let it all
exactly.
out.
Exactly. They're dripping, dripping, dripping. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were saying, this is all about destroying the old narrative and creating the new narrative. It has to be done gently. Otherwise, and somebody gave me a beautiful explanation that if you're really, really thirsty, even if you're thirsting for the truth, and somebody gives you a glass of water, you'll drink it. But if somebody puts a fireman's hose in your face, you'll turn your face away.
That's a really good analogy. I like that. That's a really good metaphor. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much water at one time, where there's too much truth at one time, and people will turn their back on the truth, where it has to be dripped out and put in a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Yeah. And I'm starting to understand it, although I'm saying turn up the pressure a bit more.
I know. It's like sometimes I really wish I was like one of the ones at the head, but I'm like, obviously I would do a horrible job because I'd be just like, just open it up, and whoever has cognitive dissonance, let them deal with it. But it's like the good guys, it's like they care about people. They're not wanting as many people as possible to like not have to deal with cognitive dissonance. So I'm like, I get it when I think about it. Like I said, I just want to just open everything and just let all this stuff out. But like you said, they got to do it slowly for the people of the world. And they're starting to come around. I mean, they're hating Biden and the deep state people. I mean, the transgender stuff. I mean, the stuff with Disney. I mean, they're sick of it, seeing what their kids are being taught. I mean, it's so cool to see the waking up of America. Cause I mean, they're so sick of it. Democrats and Republicans, they all want Trump back now. They're like, so if the military come in and put Trump back in that way, like with election fraud, they're not going to care how Biden gets out. They're just going to be like, put Trump back in. We don't care how.
Well, people people care. Forget about Democrat and Republican. People care about what it costs to put fuel in their car, what it costs to feed their family, what it costs to live. That's what people vote on. And I was talking to somebody last night at this birthday party, and they turned around. They were half awake, and they turned around and said, "Well, Putin's a complete wanker." I said, "Oh, I'm guessing you've met him then, have you?" They went, "No." So I said, "On what basis do you know he's a wanker?" Well, he said, "Well, you look at the telly. Well, there's the first fault." I said, what we're seeing right now is an optic, and it's made to make you hate him because that's their narrative.
Exactly.
I said, this is not a war between Russia and Ukraine. This isn't between Zelensky and Putin. This is between God and evil. Zelensky was picked as a puppet by the deep state to protect the Nazis in Ukraine, who were child trafficking and creating bioweapons. And he was the perfect puppet because all of Ukraine loved him because he used to be on the telly as a comedian and a magician. And if you look at Zelensky's staff, they're all from the television and film world, all of them, bar none, all his mates. And they, of course, this was agreed with George Soros and all his organization that he could have all his mates working for him. Haven't got a clue about politics, haven't got a clue about truth, but know everything about television. So and the other thing you mentioned, their cognitive dissonance, my heart goes out to people who've got it because I had it when I was 23 years old, and I'm 61 to 62 this year. So we're talking about 40 years ago when I came out of a religious cult. Everything I was taught by the bubble that I was in, I believed. And to unpick those things, I can assure you, Hannah, took me 10 years. Wow. It took me 2.5 years just to deal with the basics that I'd been lied to by my own parents who I loved.
Yeah.
And they'd lied to me, or they'd misled me for the nicer way of putting it. But when you live in a bubble and everybody's telling you the same thing, the same as people right now, every channel is telling you the same thing. It's very hard to listen to somebody like Hannah or Charlie and go, well, why should we believe you when these are the professionals? And I've been through that. Yeah. So I understand it. And the way I get around it, Hannah, is to say that it's not about trusting Charlie, not about trusting Hannah. It's about trusting yourself, going within, finding truth within, because the one thing with truth is it makes sense.
It does.
And if you need to know the answer, don't ask Charlie, don't ask Hannah. Get on your knees and ask God. and God will guide you to the right answer. He's ever so good. But you've got to ask him. He's not going to come and volunteer it. You've got to do some work for yourself.
That's true. Yep, you got to put in the time.
Well,
people coming out of the Matrix, it's like, just view this as almost like going to college or going to school. It's like the time you would spend like studying for a class and tests and stuff. Just do the same thing, like looking around, like watching like you, watching Ann Vandersteel, watching Mel Kay, watching Simon, watching all these people. And you got to spend the time. And like I said, coming out of the Matrix last January, my dad and I had to do that. That's how we found like you and Mel Kay and Scott McKay and a lot of them. And you had to put in the time watching the videos and then going out here, DuckDuckGoing and researching and finding out about, you know, the truth, like Khazarian Mafia and then the deep state and then the truth about the Titanic and 9/11. And it's just, I did actually really well with it, but I think that's because I'm young. My dad had really hard time because he's going to turn 63 this year. So he's been like, you know, MK Ultra in the Matrix for like 63 years. I've only been at 23. So I think that's why I was like, I kind of came out of it fast. I'm like, oh yeah, just give me whatever. Oh yeah, they view abortion as child sacrifice. Yeah, they drink children's blood and eat children. Oh yeah, like I got that. And stuff. And my dad, it was kind of like, it was hard for him because he'd been in the Matrix so long and stuff. So it's harder if you've been in it longer. But if you've seen the movie, The Matrix, that's the thing. If you've been in The Matrix in the movie, if you've been in The Matrix longer, it's going to have more of a strain on your body when you come out. Whereas like if you were younger, you'll be fine. And that's actually even in the new The Matrix Resurrections, which that had some very interesting things in that movie. And I'm like, is that a white hat movie? I don't know. But
well, isn't that interesting, the synchronicity of that? You're 23, and I came out of the religious cult when I was your age.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad and I are the same age now.
Yep.
But I started to wake up when I was your age. But I've got to where I am when I was your dad's age. So that just shows people how long it takes to get completely detached from it. But look, when I was 23, I started seeing things
that
through different eyes. Yeah. And I'll tell your audience and my audience right now, I was incredibly lonely for 5 years.
Mm.
I did not know who to trust. And then I went through a very difficult phase where I went to Israel and Palestine. I went over to Cyprus on holiday. Then I caught the ferry over. It was called a blanket tour, where you go over on this overnight ferry from Cyprus to Israel. And I went to see Bethlehem, the Mount of Olives, all of that area. And it was very different from what I'd been told. And I was like, wow. And everywhere you went, Jesus was here, Jesus was here, Jesus was here. Then I found out that everywhere I went was built 300 years after he died. So I said, well, it's easy to say he was here when you built this building 300 years after he died.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out the Bible was written 300 years after he died, and it was hand-me-down information. This is where you need to open up your heart and understand faith and understand. So when, and also not just written 300 years after he died, but written in a different language and then translated. So the translation, the other thing, of course, is that in English, every single letter has a sound.
Mm-hmm.
In Aramaic and Greek, Hebrew, every letter has a meaning. So the construct of a word is a collective of meanings. And when you learn that, you just go, right, okay, where do I start? And the easiest place to start is the word sorcery. Because the word sorcery, as it's in the Bible, and I grew up thinking sorcery was black magic and witches and all that thing. Then you find out the construct of the word sorcery comes from the word pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, oh, really? Big pharma, hey? Is that what it's about, sorcery? Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. But when it goes back to, the brainwashing of your father and myself, you're fortunate. You've woken up the same age as I woke up. And it's now exciting. You've got a very exciting future ahead because we've just literally escaped the Matrix and we're looking at from the outside in.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to wake up my generation. It's like, come on, guys, get out. It's like, you know, it's because it's going to be easier to get out my generation than, you know, like I said, one's my dad's age or like your age or even my grandma's age. She's like 81 and she's coming out of the Matrix starting to. But like I said, I mean, she's 81 or 78. I don't know. I forget people's ages. Sometimes I forget my own. But like, so she's starting to come out, but she still, you know, thinks everything she sees on Fox is like gospel. And I'm like, Mimi, like, it's okay. It's like some of the stuff, they're dropping some red pills, but I'm like, it's not 100% of it. They can only do it, you know, little pieces here and there. They can't do it everywhere. Cause like you said, otherwise it's going to be like the fire hose in the face, and everyone's going to be like, wait, what? What? But the fact of, but the on Fox and stuff with the blood drinking, because you mentioned Megan Fox a little while ago, I just saw that on Jesse, and I'm like, the fact that they actually said that, like she actually said that in the mainstream, whether it's really her or not, like I said, in Hollywood we're not for sure right now who we're seeing is real, who is a body double. I mean, it's just some of them I'm looking at and I've seen their movies for years and I'm like, that is not that person. We can argue whether it's the deep state or a white hat body double, but it's not that person. Like, it's not that person. But yeah. Just Greg Gutfeld, like I said, been talking about Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, like I said, drinking blood and stuff, which I've been on the adrenochrome thing from the beginning, because that's what really makes me angry. Like the fact that they hurt these children. That's why I'm like, I'm so much rooting for President Putin over there getting the child traffickers out. And I mean, I know he's not taking any prisoners. And I'm like, good, just kill him and go on to the next one. Like these deep state.
You have to understand Russia. You have to understand Ukraine. Yeah. These are not pussycats like English people are pussycats. These people will stand up and fight. And if you go in there and ask them to step down, they will kill you. They'll do everything. You have to go in incredibly hard just to get a reaction out of these people. They're tough people. These people are not softies. These are hard mentality. And if they're like the CCP in China. These people are tough. And if you ask them to leave or try to do it nicely, it would backfire in your face, something rotten. These are tough people, that, and especially those that are involved in child trafficking. They're evil as well as tough. So they're going to be taken out, and that's what's happening right now. My heart goes out to all of the Ukrainians who've been caught up in the crossfire. And most of them, we're seeing tons of them down here in southern Spain in their cars, and my heart warms when I see they've escaped there, because not only have they escaped Ukraine, they've escaped the matrix in Ukraine. And those that get caught there, they deserve to get caught. And it's actually not Ukrainian. These are people that are paid for by the bad guys in America, the Bidens, the CIA, the FBI, the Pentagon, the bad people within the Pentagon. They've got everything. John Durham has everything. Not nearly everything, everything. And as a lady said to me last night, at the party, she came up to me and said, Charlie, it's all done, isn't it? It's all done. This is just pantomime. I went, it's all done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're seeing. And like I said, that's the people, you know, continuing to come out of the matrix, even though we know all this stuff is done. It's like, it's good to see them coming out. But the sad part is that they're going to have missed the show that we're going to be seeing. Cause that's why I love watching Fox, cause I'm seeing the red pills and I'm like, and the deep state freaking out over Elon Musk, which I mean, it's the funniest thing, but now they're starting to talk about reform to Section 230. Yeah. Who would have thought the deep state would be talking about Section 230 reform? And I know I heard Mark a couple of days ago. He was saying, what if this is the way, you know, that, you know, Section 230 gets overhauled? And I'm like, you have to wonder if the deep state realizes if they do that, they're shooting them amongst their own selves in like the legs. And you're like, they don't even realize that they're chopping off their own like legs if they do the Section 230 reform, just because they're freaking out over Elon Musk and stuff. But on the Elon Musk thing too, Kash Patel has been on Gutfeld a couple times. One time he was talking about Starlink and Wi-Fi for the whole world. That was a couple months ago. And another time he was on there at the very end, he commented, he said it jokingly, but I don't know whether he was, you know, serious or not, but he said, I'm the one running Google, not that other brown guy. And I got the clip of it and I was like, is he serious or joking? Cause and stuff. Cause he actually said that on there and they all laughed, but I'm like, truth through humor is sometimes the best way to do it, because whenever it's through humor, the cognitive dissonance isn't as much. So with him saying he's the one running Google, there was no like in for it. Like it was just put in there. Like it didn't seem to flow along with the rest of everything else. So that's why I was like, I wonder if he was joking or I wonder if he was serious. Yeah.
They've certainly got control of this. And they're as we said earlier, they're being very naughty. But it's great fun to watch.
They're having fun.
it's look, Kash Patel's doing an amazing job. So, you know, there's so many people. If you take all the pieces in the puzzle, whether it's Mike Lindell, or everybody is playing a part here. John Durham, what he's doing right now is mind-blowing.
I'd be scared if he was on my tail, if I was doing something, if I had done something wrong and he was coming after me, or Project Veritas on the election fraud. I'm like, I'd be so scared with them on my tail.
Yeah. Hannah, I was told 18 months ago when I was looking at the big guy, I can't remember his name now, that was the legal guy that there was. Anyway, I was
there's so many names. It's, yeah, they all just went together at a point.
He was the guy that played the bagpipes on the stage. But he was. I was told not to watch him, but to watch John Durham. And I'd never even heard of John Durham. They said the team said to me, just ignore it. William Barr, Bill Barr. Bill Barr, watch John Durham. Bill Barr's a distraction. Watch Durham. And I was like, Bill Barr's the man. Bill Barr's the man. No, Charlie, ignore Bill Barr. Watch John Durham.
Yeah.
And I'd never even heard of him. I had to do research on him. And then, of course, then people said, oh, he doesn't exist. He's a fake. He's this. He's that. It's just a – and I went, okay, this is interesting. But that was 18 months ago. For me now, I'm sitting back just enjoying the show because everything I've said for 2 years is now actually coming into plain sight. And when it wasn't, I lost a lot of friends on the journey who thought I was completely mad. But now they I had somebody the other day, and I love the way they say it now. Well, some of the things you say are right. And I go, that's all I want. That's all I want. Then you'll find out. The minute you start doing some digging, then you'll find out for yourself.
Oh, yeah. I know. I think the White Hats have had, I think, control of a lot of stuff for a lot longer than even I've thought.
Yeah.
Because a season of American Horror Story, did you hear the last season, all the stuff that was in there?
No.
The last season of American Horror Story. Hold on. I think I wrote it down. There were in one season of American Horror Story, it was also written differently. I've seen all the past seasons. This was season 10. It was written differently. The casting was different. So I was kind of like, I wonder if they have like different writers or whatever. There were blood drinkers, reptilians, military bunkers beneath the White House where they did experiments. Eisenhower made a deal with aliens for technology where he would give them Americans, let them kidnap Americans, and then they would give him the technology. JFK was killed because he was going to expose the deal. And also Steve Jobs was alive in it. And so that was around the time I remember you telling Mel K that he's been working on the Q phones. And I'm like, hot dang. And some of these were only in a couple episodes. It was all fleshed into there. It was all in there. And I was like, the deep state, I'm like, I don't know if they would put all this stuff in a season. So I was like, I wonder who's really running the American Horror Story. So it was just, there was so much stuff in it.
They've been in control for a lot longer.
Yeah.
And I often point this out to people when they say to me, how long has this been going on for, Charlie? I said, well, if I go back, I was told 10 years ago that this was going to happen. And the way I was told is that they're going to shut down the world's economy for a global financial reset. That was 10 years ago. And I'm nobody really when it comes to, you know, the hierarchy of people that are that actually matter on the planet. And then you go, I was told again 6 years ago. And then I was told again in November 19 that it was happening in 2020. And at that stage, I was completely oblivious to the fact that there was two resets in play. There was the quantum financial system and there was the Great Reset by Klaus Schwab and his team.
Yep.
So that was a learning curve for me. Mm-hmm. But if I knew about the fundamentals of it 10 years ago, I was not the first by a long way. So I would suggest it goes back a considerable way. And I was told on very good authority that it was set up way, way, way back. And Trump was picked, handpicked to do exactly what he did way, way, way back.
Mm-hmm. So do we know if he's really, he's the son of that general, what's his name? The general that everyone's been saying he's the son of, is he really?
I don't.
General Patton.
General Patton.
I've heard that. I mean, he definitely looks like him. I mean, I'm not for sure, but I'm like, he definitely looks like him. But I just
to me, I don't know that. But what I do know about Donald Trump is 100%. He's God's right hand man when it comes to doing a job.
Oh yeah,
he's God has.
He's been perfect for it. He's been perfect for it. Yeah,
and Donald Trump's right hand man is General Flynn. I mean, he has a team around him. I mean, that's huge. But God has handpicked people like that to do a job.
Yeah.
And God has handpicked you and handpicked me and handpicked many others to do exactly what we're out here doing. For me, it was quite clear to me it was a calling. I'd been called to do something. So the rest of my life up until now all makes sense because it all comes together. Everything that has happened to me in my life is now very, very clear as to why it happened.
Yep. We were born for such a time as this. And I mean, like I said, what a great time to be alive. We're actually seeing the culmination of, like I said, probably hundreds, if not like thousands of years, depending on how long, like the good guys, you know, the fight between good and evil. But it's like, what a time to be alive when we're seeing the culmination of kind of like decades upon decades, hundreds even, like, or how many years it's been of people working together and fighting against the deep state and actually being able to see this stuff coming to fruition. I mean, it really is. It's a great time to be alive. Like you say, I mean, that's the best way to put it.
It is. It's an amazing time to be alive. Yeah. And also if you look at people like you and I, the people that we've made contact with, yes, I've lost friends. I've lost family on this journey, but I've gained some great people. Nina Rodriguez, incredible. Mel Kay, Anne Vander Steele. There is an endless list of people, Scott McKay.
It's just a huge patriot family, which is so fun. Going to the Clay Clark events, because I usually go to most of them. It's just, and most of them are there, like I said, Ann and Mel, Mel Kay, and a lot of them. And it's such a great patriot family. And so hopefully whenever you get to travel, you'll be able to come over, or we'll be able to go over there. And then we can all have one big, you know, shindig after a lot of this stuff culminates, and we can just have one big patriot party.
Oh, 100%. Clay Clark, what a dynamo of energy. I mean, incredible. Oh, and Chaz Carter was on my Insiders Club last night with Mark Z. But these guys are out there fighting. And it has been a fight. It's been a battle. But we always knew we'd win. We just didn't know how long it would take and the casualties we'd lose on the way. But it's a wonderful time to be alive, and I need another bucket of popcorn.
You've got through your other one.
Exactly.
Go back down and get a refill.
Exactly. I need a refill because it's taking twists and turns that are incredible to watch.
I know that it's like, I would have thought, I thought that, like I said, we were going to see the tanks rolling down the street more so kind of the in your face type thing. But if the good guy is doing it more, the long game or kind of like more slow transition, it's actually better. Cause like I said, you don't have much cognitive dissonance, and it's actually, like you said, more fun to watch. And like I said, they're being naughty. They're having fun with some of the, you know, things that they're doing and the things that they're allowing. And you see, and you just have to kick back and laugh. And laugh because it is so much fun to watch. Actually, more fun than it would have been had we than tanks rolling down the street and stuff, which I would have liked to have seen. But just because I'm a redhead, I'm very an abrasive, you know, I'm actually a pretty nice person, but it's like, I love being abrasive against like bad people. So like I said, it's good that someone like me wasn't at the top of this, because I probably would have sent so many people into cognitive dissonance. They would have all been having to go to like therapy and stuff.
We're now changing direction. Yeah. We're now changing the direction because we're going to see food shortages. We're going to see energy shortages. Mm-hmm. This is all part of the plan. This side of the pond, Germany, Poland, and Bulgaria have had their energy switched off by Russia, and they don't have a plan B. And that affects hugely what happens in Europe. The ripple effect through Europe will have a massive impact.
Yeah.
So we'll start to see that. And I've been very naughty, as you probably know, when I talked about when people talk about food shortages in America.
Yeah.
Having been to America many times, it won't do a lot of people a lot of harm to be short of food, because there's a lot of people that could do with a bit of exercise and a bit of diet. So they can get themselves in shape very, very easily.
It helped them to be healthier. So I'm like, hey, maybe that's what even the good guys are considering at the top. They're like, you know what? We allow this to happen. People are just going to get, you know, healthier. They're going to get all the bad stuff off the shelves and stuff. And it's like people internal, you know, lose kind of some of the exits. So they'll be healthier. Because, I mean, being down to your natural weight, that's the healthier way to live anyways. It's like a lot of people don't need, you know, the extra lots of poundage.
Exactly right. Yeah. But when I come over to Florida to see my grandson, it's probably a mile and a half, 2 miles from the house to one of the supermarkets. And they keep saying, no, you have to take the car. You can't walk. And I said, no, I want to walk. I want to walk. But they said, but you can get fined for crossing the road. And I went, why? Why would they do that? It's called jaywalking.
Crossing the road?
Yeah, because you're not allowed to cross there. I mean, who came up with that? Who came up with the fact that you can't cross the road?
It's so dumb.
It is. Your father and my father would talk. Look left, look right, look left again. If it's clear, cross. But now you've got to have a little green man, a little red man to let people know that they're safe. Yeah. I mean, use a bit of common sense in life. And the amount of people, you'd love this, Hannah, where we live down here in southern Spain, the road can be empty of cars, empty. And there's people running along the seafront and they want to cross over the road and they run on the spot waiting for the green man, but there's no cars coming anyway. And it's just like, why are you doing that? What, you can cross, there's no cars coming. Now you've got to wait for the green man to come on rather than the red man. I mean, this is how programmed they are. This is cognitive
dissonance. Control. They've told us, whenever we say jump, you ask how high, but you can't jump until we tell you to.
Exactly.
And it's been in TV and show and news and in textbooks and everything. I was homeschooled, so whenever people find out that, they're like, you didn't have all the MKUltra stuff. And I mean, I watched a lot of TV, so I still have a lot of the MKUltra stuff in TV. But it's like, I was homeschooled, so I didn't grow up in the public school system, which is why my generation is so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, and stuff just because they can't think. So, which is also why I'm a big proponent of homeschooling. I tell people, hey, it's like, I'm not a wallflower at all. It's like, I can talk to anybody out here and I can talk the ears off a stone statue. So it's like the deep state lie that if you homeschool, your child will be, you know, socially awkward. It's like, no, I'm just awkward. But I'm like, you just lean into it. That's just my personality. So,
well, you're only awkward because you're asking questions they don't want you to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what makes you socially awkward. That you're challenging stuff because it doesn't make sense.
Exactly. And this is jaywalking. There are no cars, but you can't walk across.
Exactly.
No.
And they don't. I pointed out yesterday or the whole of this week, I've said it three or four times, that these people, the police, the government, the lot of them, they're all public servants. And we are the public. They're our servants. Yeah. They do what we say, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. Take back control of your life. These are our servants. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it'd be quite fun to treat them like servants and buy yourself a new cane. Give them a whack.
Yeah.
Make them realize who's boss. Because that's their title. They're a public servant. But we've given them control and it's time to take it back.
Yep. I know. Yep. And do reimagining a lot of these things, because the deep state was the first one to say, reimagine police and all that. And we're like, yeah, we should reimagine it. But it's because you've used them for your own gain into traffic children, because you need local people to do it. And so granted, there are a lot of good cops, but there are also a lot of bad ones. And even being a Christian, too, like I said, the mega churches trafficking children. So it's like all these entities, which they make it look like are good, or like, oh, they're here to help people. No, they're really not. It's mega churches have been a front for child sex trafficking, a lot of them. So
This is the biggest problem with churches in general. Mm-hmm. Other than those that were born and brought up and committed to church, it's a place of refuge, a place of safety. And so if you've got a dodgy pastor, a dodgy vicar, a dodgy member of congregation, it's a very, very easy place to take advantage of people because people are vulnerable and people have come there because they're in need, but then in need of saving, not abusing.
Yep, exactly.
And it falls to people like you and I to make sure these people come to a safe place. There are many, 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 many wonderful Christians out there. But inside those churches, there are many, many bad people. And it's very interesting how quickly people got upset upset with Donald Trump when he, especially the Christians, when he dropped the F-bomb. They didn't like that at all. And these are the same Christians that protect the paedophiles in the church. They don't say anything about them. But you drop an F-bomb, oh, dear, I get so upset. And these people are actually behind closed doors are worse than the rest of them. What we need to be is what we are behind closed doors. We're in public. And I've always tried to be that. Even when I went to the party last night, four people came up just to feel if I was real, which made me smile.
Was this from Justin's friends, or was this one of your guys' friends?
It was a lady called Peggy who supported me from day one.
Precious,
it was her birthday party that her daughter had organized without anybody knowing.
And there was a surprise party.
A surprise party. There was a lot of people there, a lot of people that have followed me for a long time. But there's a lot of people who followed me who've never met me. so they came up to check that I was real.
Oh, yeah. But it was almost like when you see a celebrity out here, except it's actually not seeing a satanic pedophile, but it's actually seeing you, like a good Christian guy, patriot who's out here spreading the truth. So I'm sure they were probably almost like swooning over you, like, oh, my gosh, it's Charlie Ward.
Yeah. And you're very kind saying a good Christian boy. I was always in my life. I've been a bad Christian boy as well. So I know both sides of the coin. I've been a naughty Christian. I've never forgotten my creator. I became detached for a period of time, and I've been very open about that because I'd lost my way. And we can all lose our way, and we only learn in life from failure. We learn very little from success. We take it for granted. But when you make a mistake, whether it's boyfriends, girlfriends, one-night stands, whatever it is, you make a mistake, this is where you learn.
And God still loves you.
he still loves you. And not only does he love you, but he's waiting for you to open the door. He's waiting. Yep. He's not going to open it for you. You've got to do it yourself. Get off your backside and do something. The minute you do, he's there with open arms.
Yep.
And this is so important that people understand that. It doesn't matter what you've done wrong. It matters what's in your heart now.
Yep.
And, you know, God gave his son for sinners. He didn't give his son for good people. He didn't give him for honest people, trustworthy people. He gave his son for sinners, the naughty ones.
Yeah.
And when you get hold of that, when you understand that, the first thing you do when you open the door to God and to Jesus, and if you're a Muslim to Allah, that when you do that, then you find a warmth within. You find a stillness. Fear disappears because God takes away your fear when you put your trust in him. And it's not just put half your trust in, you put all of your trust in. And the other thing with people like Hannah, she makes being a Christian funky because it's not like some of these boring old farts that go to church. Some of them are. Yeah. And what we need is young people going there that are fun, that realize the fun side of being a Christian rather than, you know, the old boring farts have got nothing better to do on a Sunday. That's the only way anyone talks to them.
Oh, I know. We've been to practically every, we've done a lot of church hoppings. We've been like every denomination, Southern Baptist, Free Will Baptist. And like I said, a bunch of them are just old farts. You're like, it's exciting to be a Christian, to have your faith in Jesus. It's exciting. And with all this stuff going on, because we're seeing the culmination of like good versus evil, good winning over evil. That's like an exciting thing. And so, and also us being welcoming all the people coming out of the matrix. If you're just waking up today, come join us. It's okay. You can have been awake for 20 years, for 30 years, for 1 year, for one day, for 1 hour. And we want you. It's like, we want you. And it's going to be exciting because we are seriously, I mean, the fun side, I mean, obviously the deep state satanic, but even they're just, they take the fun out of stuff anyways. The ones who are just more deep state, not necessarily the really evil ones, but just the ones who are just like, they want to cancel like Christmas movies and stuff. It's like, who wants that? We're the fun side. We really are the fun side.
And this comes down to frequency. And the one thing with a negative frequency, it cannot exist when positive frequencies are around.
Yeah.
And they dissolve into oblivion, or they raise their own frequency. They have a choice. And everyone has a choice today. Everyone. And this is the beauty of the side of truth. Everyone has a choice. There is absolutely no space on the fence, because the fence is so narrow, it will go right up your backside. You either have to go off one side or the other. And if you don't, you'll fall off on the other.
Yeah. Just patriots and deep state. Only two sides right now. Patriots across the world, not just America, every single country, every single nation, patriots, deep state. And the deep state margin, it's so, so small, but they've controlled all the power. 99% of the world, 98%, like good people across the world. We're the side, and we're going to win this thing. Actually, we've already won, but it's like they're going to, the majority is going to know what we won this whenever it culminates.
Yeah, you're bang on right. God's already won this. This has been won already, but we're going through the pantomime. We're going through the theater of it all just to get people to wake up. But when you realize what's going on, you find this peace and you go, it's done, isn't it, Charlie? Like the lady did last night, it's all done, isn't it, Charlie? And I went, yes, it's all done. Everything is done now. All the bad guys have been taken out, all of them, without exception. But now we're seeing it in plain sight. And this is all part of the process to wake people up. We're seeing the desperation. We're seeing the mistakes. We're seeing the chaos. And we're also seeing, on the bright side, we're seeing peace.
Yeah.
And we're seeing happiness. Yeah. We're seeing joy. And as we move from darkness into light, I've said it a few times, the light exposes the darkness. You want to live in the real world.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you live in the real world, you see the eyes are the window to your soul. Yeah. So you don't need Botox. You don't need lip fillers. You don't need boob jobs. You just need a pure heart. And that's where beauty comes from. It doesn't come from the outside, because that only lasts for a time. Because gravity kicks in damn quick, I can assure you. But if you've got a pure heart, that just grows and grows.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more beautiful than seeing an old granny with all that love in her heart for her family, the old matriarch. That's love. That's beauty. We've misunderstood what beauty is. We've seen beauty on the outside, whereas when you see beauty on the inside, you've got something that lasts forever.
Like I said, I use some language and stuff sometimes anyways and stuff. My mom gets upset. She's like, it's not ladylike. I'm like, Mom, ladylike is kind of a concept from the deep state in the church. Not obviously fully, but I'm like, okay, like, come on. Like, language is, like you were saying, with President Trump using the F word and Christians got upset. I'm like, there's more important things to be concerned about right now than who says the F word or like somebody's mean to somebody. But yeah, I know. But when all this, I seriously hope the good guys, like they make like an international holiday, or somebody makes like an international holiday, like to kind of be almost like a celebration of all this culmination. I really hope somebody does. Somebody needs to, like the good guys need to make like an international holiday or something. And so, cause I'm like, oh, that'd be fun. And everybody on that day, like all the people of the world get together in their communities and stuff. And then just have like, you know, just a big party, just big parties all over the world. That'd be fun.
Well, Trump has some massive connections in Ireland. And he'll know that there's a very good Irish word that you can replace the F word with, called fecker. It's an absolute fecker. And it's an Irish word. It's not a bad word, but people know what you mean when you say that they're a fecker. So he's probably very aware of it. So he probably used the F word on purpose to give you a little poke to wake people up. And that's what it will do. It'll wake people up. To the truth. And for people like you and I, it's a lot of fun.
I know. We're going to be here whenever all these, whenever the masses, they're already exiting the matrix and stuff. And like us and Ayn Bamsteel, Mel Kay and Scott McKay and Mark Z and Chaz and everybody else. It's like, we're all going to be here to be like, okay, guys, let's take you to history class. Real history class.
Well, we've just started with Justin 3 days ago now, homeschooling, because he was in the normal schooling system.
Awesome. Yes.
And he's absolutely loving it.
Oh, that's
And weird. I'm going to let out a little secret that the teacher he's got is Muslim, because my wife is Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fascinated by watching how they teach, because they do teach truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very keen to find out, rather than a curriculum to do with history. And I've heard her say twice, this is what they'll tell you, but this is the truth. And I thought, I like that. I like that way of teaching. This is what they teach you. And for Justin, I said it was very important that he went through normal schooling until 12, so that as he gets older, he can say to his children and grandchildren, I went through the old system, rather than so he can use that as an experience. So now between the 12, the age of 12 and 16, 17, where the growth comes, you know, he's got his foundational stuff, and but he's been watching me for a long time. He knows exactly what the truth is.
Yeah.
But now he can work on that. And he's so happy homeschooling, so happy. It makes such a difference to him. And people go, but he'll be socially difficult. No, he's into gymnastics. And after his schooling, every single day, he goes to gymnastics and he mixes with all the kids. And he came back, he's gone, Dad, we got a new little kid who doesn't speak Spanish who's there. He's coming from Ukraine. And I've gone, you can help him. You can help him. Because Justin speaks a number of languages.
I've heard you say that. How many does he speak?
Well, he speaks English fluently. He speaks Spanish fluently. He speaks Turkish fluently. He speaks a bit of Bulgarian and a bit of Russian. So for a 12-year-old to speak five languages, not bad.
Well, he's quintlingual, I guess. Quintlingual, whatever the term for that is.
He's got four more languages than Daddy.
Hey, he's got four more than me. Maybe four and a half, because sometimes my English isn't all that good.
But no, this is, you know, God has blessed me with him. Yeah. I lost my firstborn son 13 years ago. I never thought I'd get over it. It was very, very painful in a lot of different ways. And God has blessed me with another opportunity, because I was not a good father, because I had an arranged marriage at 18. And as an 18-year-old with three children, I was divorced at the age of 23, had not got your age. I had three children and got a clue what I was doing. And I made a complete hash of my life. But God gave me a second chance. And this is so valuable to anybody out there. If you've made a hash of your life, you've made a mistake, it's never too late to say, sorry, help me. Let's get on the right track. And I've been given a second chance. And Justin, I've been in his life since he was 2 years old.
Yeah.
He started calling me daddy from 3 years old. His own choice, nobody else's. And he is now my own son. I treat him like my flesh and blood, because God gave me that opportunity to make right what I did wrong in the past. And I can't, one thing I can't do is I can't change what I did wrong in the past. What I can change is what I do right today.
Exactly.
More than anything, and make sure that today is and I don't compare myself, and this is important to everyone, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Compare yourself to what you were yesterday. Be a better Hannah, a better Charlie than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
And you can say, and some of you, like my wife, I said, you've got to be a better nurse self than you were. She said, I was perfect yesterday. I go, shut up. And we can, so we need to be even more perfect today. We can be better and better and better every single day.
Yeah. And to her, you'd say, as a husband, you'd be like, yes, you were, honey. You just can't get any better from now. That's the right answer.
Well, God blessed me with her, because I prayed 5 years before I met her. And I had in those days, I had a cheeky prayer. I want this out of a woman. Yeah. This is what I want. And God actually gave me everything I asked for and about 50% more. But he did make me wait 5 years, because he knew I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So God's got a sense of humor too.
Yeah. He gives us what we need when we need it, right when we need it, not a moment sooner, because otherwise we'll squander it.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, it's an absolute pleasure. And I'll tell you what, that hour flew by.
I know it did. I looked over and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 1:20. I'm like, we've been almost an hour.
Exactly. Well, I'd love to catch up with you again, because you're an absolute dynamo of energy. And that's what this world needs. Exactly.
Trying to keep everybody encouraged, because I know everybody's struggling and it's a hard time, because even like I said, I was just with Clay and all the people last week at their thing. And I know some of them are just really discouraged, you know, because about the food shortages coming and stuff. And some of them, like I said, were taking sides with Lynn Wood and Flynn. And I'm like, guys, we're all on the same side. It's okay. Let's all love one another. It's good, because it's like we need to be encouraging one another. It's like we're all on the same side. Patriots, deep state. And Patriots, we got 99% of the people. So
if anybody knows anything about a war, the guys on the front line are extremely different to the guys that are sat back at the base. And there's a reason why some people are at base. There's a reason why some people are in the front line. There's a reason why you've got wingmen. And everybody has a purpose. And this is where some of them, and I'm not going to mention names, have let themselves down because they think they're more valuable. So they've had a little poke at somebody. I've not had a poke at anybody.
Yeah.
If I don't understand their job, then I just leave them to be.
Yep.
There's
a part for everybody. And nobody can, like, I can't do what you do and vice versa, because then there'd be a hole and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And that's the thing. It's like an eye trying to be an arm. It's like an eye. We need the eyes. It's like the body of Christ and stuff. So it's like same thing in the Patriot. There's a part for everybody. And everybody's doing something different. Some are more, you know, front stage, some are more backstage, but everybody is just as the person who like the little old lady who is just telling her friends like that, she listens to you and then trying to tell her friends, like bring them out of the Matrix. She's just as important as Mike Lindell or Clay, who like millions of people watch, but it's like, she's just as important because we're all in this together. It's like, there are no small parts, only small actors, meaning you may not see this person at all, but it's like their part. The play could not happen without them.
That's exactly right. And one of the guys I've been watching a lot recently is Dave on X22. His information is bang on the money right now.
Yep.
Because stuff that I know that I'm not allowed to talk about, he's talking about.
So I listen to you and like with the NDAs and stuff. And it's like, because even with like Mark listening to him, because my dad and I listen to him religiously, like about the RV stuff and all that whenever it does happen. Or however, like it does happen and stuff, but I listened to him and I'm like, oh man, it's like, I got my student loans coming due. And I'm like, oh man, I wish the good guys would go ahead and do something. Might take a couple classes just to push my student loans down the road. Cause I'm just like, oh, good guys, can you just go ahead and do something?
It's all coming. It's all coming and it's coming beautifully. So we're in the right place. Hannah, great to see you.
It's so great meeting you, Charlie. Hopefully I'll get to meet you soon one of these days. And I'd love to have you back or come back on your show and have you back on.
Definitely, 100%. But the moment I can get over to the States, I shall be on the first plane.
All righty. Well, just have a great morning your time. Yeah, morning.
Yeah, and you have a wonderful night, Hannah. God bless.
All right, talk to you later.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and, of course, pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.